Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to the Daily Dietitian Podcast. I am your host, Stacey Mitchell. I am so happy to have you here. My goal for this podcast is to break down the latest health topics and help clear the clutter in the messy world of nutrition and fitness. We hope to inspire, educate, and entertain all things wellness. Join us as we talk with experts in their fields on how to feel our best in our own body and mind. Hey there, thank you for joining us for this solo episode. I hope this title grabbed your attention. And first off, I want you to know I don't call it junk food. Trying not to label foods with good or bad, as I always talk about in the podcast or write in my captions, do not like the idea of labeling food good or bad for myself and especially for my kids. And going back to that message, that food does not have morals. You're not a better person if you have good food, and you're not a bad person if you have so-called bad food. But I labeled this episode junk food in the title because I knew you would know what I mean. And again, you'd be like, oh, I want to hear what she has to say. So let me paint a picture for you of Stacey 10 years ago, maybe even 5 years ago. Okay, so regarding my kids' favorite food, there were some foods that I could just not keep stocked. And looking back on it, I learn it's a total process for myself even. But I would buy Go-Gurts and fruit snacks and cookies, and it was almost like they would go crazy. The box of Go-Gurts would be gone in a day, you know, or 2 days. And you'd be like, what? I just went to the store and bought this. Why are they gone already? I'm sure you've said that before. There's always those foods that probably go faster than others. What I have learned and seen from my kiddos, we can now make brownies and not finish them. Or I can buy yogurts or fruit snacks, and they last a little bit longer because they are available. And the other day I was shopping and it was like this light bulb moment. It hit me and I was thinking, like, what do we have in our pantry and fridge and freezer? And I thought, oh my gosh, we don't really have any cookies or chips. And those need to be on my weekly shopping list because that's what balanced eating is all about, enjoying all types of foods. And if you only get the chips or cookies or snacks once in a while or one time a month, they might only want that certain food and clean it out in a day. The idea of these types of foods being scarce may be the first thing they think about when they want a snack. Or when they feel that hunger pang, they think of that certain food because they know that a family member might eat it first, or they need to eat it as quickly as possible before it is gone in the house. And I have to laugh. I just heard a story from a friend, and she was telling me they were at a potluck, and there was a mom in the group that said, "We do not eat sugar. My kids do not eat sugar." I just laughed because maybe that was me 10 years ago. And my friend was shocked to see the kids' eyes and their behavior around food at the potluck. She said their eyes lit up and they did not share any of their food. They almost had this obsessive behavior around it, like, hey, this is mine. Get your hands off. And looking back in my childhood years, I've told the story before, but I'll refresh it here. On my 13th birthday party, first of all, my mom was fabulous in throwing the best birthday parties. She was a saint for having anyone and everyone to my birthday party. At that, for my 13th birthday party, I think I had maybe 13 or 14 girls spend the night. God bless my parents. My mom spoiled us with making the best foods and the monkey bread and cinnamon rolls and always having a great stash of snacks, plus a full fridge in the basement of any type of soda that we wanted. And there was one gal, I always call her Sally, she never had those foods. She never tried Mountain Dew or Doritos before my party. And I think all of my friends and I were shocked to see Sally finish off a bag of Doritos and pop like it was going out of style. I will say it again. Restricting foods is like the rebel teenager. Once a parent says no, you can't do that. That makes the teenager want to do it even more to sneak out to go to that party. I just want to point out here, this is not a perfect method. And yes, it's still a learning process for myself and my family. But I think it's really cool to say that the obsession is not quite like how it used to be. So if you are trying to adopt this intuitive eating approach a little bit more with you and your kids, but how do we get over the hump of being really obsessed with the candy where they just can't stop, where they will not stop talking about it? And I love the idea of nutrition addition. So having that candy with a meal or a bigger snack, adding it to something else. Instead of restricting, we call it nutrition addition. Doesn't that sound like a good Schoolhouse Rock theme? When I was writing out my notes, I'm like, nutrition addition, it's the way to go. Nutrition addition, enjoy all the food. Or something like that. But even this approach of adding more food to the food that you're craving, I also recommend this to my clients as well. Okay, so a little reminder here when we talk about this topic. If you have not listened to episode 104, that is where I interviewed my client and she talked about how she can now keep her once obsessed Skittles in the house and she does not think about them 24/7. It's the idea of, I can't have that, I can't have that. Well, what is on your mind all the time? It is that chocolate cake, it's the Skittles, it's the chips, it's that food that you keep on thinking of. And if you are a little wary of taking on this mindset, you could do a couple of things. You could start by buying those individual package of snacks and then just pair it with other foods as kind of a starting process. But I think this idea of a balanced eating, I always like to talk about balancing your plate. You know, do you have a source of protein? Do you have a source of fiber? Do you have a source of fat? Do you have colorful foods on your plate? But do you have those foods that are satisfying? Do you have those foods that are emotionally satisfying on your plate? Do you have those foods that stop you from thinking about food for the next couple of hours when you're hungry? I'll share one thing that I'm loving right now. I bought real fudge bars. You know, I used to always get the fudge bars that were the no sugar added. And I laugh because I was at my mom's house. This was probably last year, a couple years ago. And she's like, do you want a fudge bar? And I'm like, sure. And I had a real fudge bar. Like it took me back to being a kid again, where I would get home after school, open up the freezer. It tastes like real chocolate ice cream as opposed to something that kind of tastes like chocolate ice cream. And that satisfaction factor of adding the real ingredients after a meal was so extremely satisfying that I was almost to the point that I wasn't even able to finish a full little bar. And I bought the small ones too. So let's take this idea of adding some of those foods that we know our family loves or that you really enjoy to your weekly shopping list. I hope this episode has inspired you to kind of shift that mindset in deleting those labels of good or bad and really balancing your plate and enjoying all foods. share this episode with a friend, and I cannot thank you enough for spending your time here with us on the Daily Dietitian Podcast.